This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's high school graduation season around Boston, but last Friday night, a different kind of graduation took place in Lynn.
Last 3 years, we've been working with these kids, and here they are. This is a dream come true. Here we are celebrating with them and their family for what is going to happen in the next few years and the future. Congratulations, class of 2010.
Francis Martinez, executive director of a program called La Vida Scholars, knows that for the dozen kids graduating that night, college wasn't even on their radar as little as 3 years ago. But now all 12 are college bound. They're mostly low-income students of Hispanic descent, the first generation in their families to go to college, and the first class to graduate from La Vida Scholars, a college scholarship program that's still in the experimental stages. Program coordinator Dave Zagunis.
We had no proof to give you. We had no data to show you that we were a successful program. You just heard what we had to tell you, our dreams for you, and you entrusted yourselves to us. And I am so grateful that you all put your lives in our hands.
La Vida Scholars is the brainchild of businessman and philanthropist Bob Hildreth, who made headlines back in 2007 when he posted bail for 39 undocumented workers who were arrested after a federal raid on a New Bedford leather goods factory. But he didn't just hand over the money. Hildreth asked the families of those detained to match his contributions. And now Hildreth is applying that same approach to college scholarships through La Vida Scholars and the work of the Foundation for an Open America, an immigration advocacy group founded by Hildreth that also aims to promote citizenship and legal protections for immigrants. Bob Hildreth, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you very much.
And also with us, you've brought two wonderful people as well. We have student Maylene Santamaria. She's a participant of the La Vida Scholarship Program, and she just graduated and in the fall is heading to Boston University. Maylene, congratulations, first of all, and welcome to Radio Boston as well.
Thank you.
And with us as well is Maria Avalos. She's a mother of a La Vida scholar, her daughter, Anna. Maria, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you. I am a proud mother.
Bob Hildreth, let me just ask you, what was the inspiration behind La Vida Scholars, and how exactly does the program work to get kids not only into college but able to pay for it?
Just about everybody agrees that parents are very important to be part of education in schools. That happens in suburbs, but most people think that out of frustration, they never see it happen in inner city schools. So we decided to test that. So what we did was we said to parents in Lynn and in Chelsea and in Boston, if you save, we're going to match what you save. And what we found is that the parents, all low income, almost all of their kids are on free and reduced lunch, have almost a 98% record of saving money. Mm-hmm. And this has meant that through these savings, they've become much, much more involved in their kids' education.
But you weren't asking them to save thousands of dollars a year, because I imagine many of them don't have that much to save. You were asking them to save some $25 to $50 a month.
Exactly right. $25 to $50 a month is a very important level, because it means that even if you have economic difficulties or somebody goes back to Dominican Republic, that the kids in 1 week of a minimum wage job can make up that amount for the entire year.
Bob Hildreth, let me ask you, though. So even over the course of the 3 years that the program's been established, at a rate of $25 to $50 a month, even with your matching that savings, mm-hmm. that only amounts to some several thousands of dollars over 3 years. And, of course, we all know that college is much more expensive than that in this day and age. And yet your La Vida scholars have all been admitted to universities, and they've got scholarships that cover most of the cost. So how did that happen?
We leverage that amount. In other words, the $4,000 that represents one half savings and the other half match brings the parents in. And when the colleges saw that the kids who were applying to school were really families applying to school, they gave us, off of that amount of money, $2.5 million in scholarships, which means that just about all of the first 12 have free rides to college.
Oh, and including Maylene Santa Maria. Again, congratulations on your admission to Boston University. I see here that BU has given you over $100,000 in scholarships. Is that correct?
I'm not sure if it all comes from BU, but I know that that's the basic number.
But you're going to be able to go to school without worrying about loans and having hang over your head.
Yep.
So what did it mean to you to be a La Vida scholar? When you first entered the program, what did you think it was going to do?
To be honest, completely honest, I doubted it after a year because there was so much. There was, 3 hours and twice a week, and I had so much schoolwork. So, I mean, it was tough, but then they showed the dedication that they had to us.
And in those 3 hours twice a week, what did you do?
The first year, we did MCAS prep. We did MCAS prep, and then we did SAT prep, and then we did all the other college stuff on the side, looking for colleges that we loved, looking for the things that we looked for in a college, what we wanted to do with the rest of our lives. And it was.
And you were getting that support through the La Vida Scholars Program, but not necessarily through school. I understand that you went to Lynn Classical High School.
Yeah, and I love Lynn Classical. I don't want to make them look bad or anything, but they have so many students. They had so many more students than La Vida had to deal with, and I guess. And I found so much more support from the La Vida staff than I did at school.
And Maylene, let me ask you, if I understand this correctly, your parents are immigrants from El Salvador.
My mom is,
Your mother is. Before you entered the La Vida Scholars Program, was college a consideration for you? Did you want to go?
I remember fifth grade was the first time I said I wanted to go to college, but I did not know it meant this entire process. I thought it was one of those, I want to go to college, so you get to go to college. I thought you wanted it and you got it, and I was so wrong.
Do you think you would have made it without La Vida Scholars?
I think I wouldn't have gotten so many scholarships. I don't think I would have been able to afford it without loans, and I don't think I would have gotten necessarily into Boston University.
Wow. Maria Avalos, let me ask you, your daughter as well as has graduated from this program.
Yes.
And as a parent, you were required to attend meetings for the scholarship program. What happened at those meetings that helped you help Anna make her way to college?
Yes. We attend a meeting once a month.
Mm-hmm.
Then in that meetings, we talk about how to get involved to my child go to college.
Okay.
Then I encourage my daughter, go to La Vida every twice a week. Sometimes it was hard for me, but hard for her to go, because sometimes she has problems in calculus.
Oh, she had problems in calculus.
She had to stay in the after school program, and she had to go to La Vida. Sometimes she called me, Mom, I don't have a ride to La Vida. Okay, I don't drive. Call a taxi and send a taxi pay to my house.
Yes.
I pay the taxi in the house.
I see.
Because in that time they don't have a ride.
So you having to attend these meetings, it kept you sort of plugged in terms of what Anna had to do to succeed in the program.
Yes.
And that way you kept track of her to be sure that she always went to those meetings.
She always went to the meetings and to help her, they encourage her to go to college.
I see. So Bob Hildreth, let me ask you, Maria Avalos is a great example here, but how important is parental involvement in the success of these students?
We think it's critical. Interestingly enough, we're not sure exactly how it works. Do the students get the parents excited and then the parents get the students excited, or does it work the other way around? But the central thing about our program is what's considered impossible in schools, that parents have to be involved.
And is it that the parental involvement, just in terms of what Maria was saying, that, it sort of kept kids on track, saying you got to go to the program, or did the involvement also extend back into the home in terms of being involved with homework? And, we heard Maria say that Anna was having trouble with calculus. I'm just wondering, like, if it's more like a culture change within the home that La Vida Scholars help promote.
Our counselor clearly became a friend outside of the after-school program. But one critical barrier that the parents have to overcome is when they see that BU and all these other schools cost $50,000, the idea is you cannot get over that barrier. But what we show is when you, and this is really isn't shown anyplace else, if you add up all the federal and state scholarships and earned income tax credits and no interest loan, you have enough to go to UMass Amherst, and Ana Avalos is going to UMass Amherst. Mm. There's enough money in the system right now as it exists to send low-income kids to the public schools, the public colleges all across the country.
But knowing that that money exists, or knowing how to find it or how to apply for it, is a challenge, I suppose, not just for the children of immigrants, but it seems for many American students or students here in Massachusetts.
Almost impossible. When we saw, we hired an expert to run the program, and I was constantly amazed how he came up with new scholarships that the kids actually got. The system is really built for colleges, and there are thousands of colleges, so it is all spread out. It is not built for kids, even though the kids are the ones that are supposed to use it, even to the point that the kids never see, by the way, a drop of scholarship money. It all goes from the federal government to the college direct. Never passes through the families.
Mm. Bob Hildreth, I just have to ask, simply because anything that has to do with immigration is such a hot button issue in the United States and even in Massachusetts today. Does your organization, when you're accepting scholars into the program, do you check immigration status of the students or the families?
We follow the same procedure as the public schools, which comes from a Supreme Court ruling. The public schools are not allowed to ask, and we don't ask either. By the end of the process, though, when we learn if there is an illegal, we learn how unfair the system is. They get hardly any scholarships at all.
But I understand now that La Vida Scholars is a program that you want to expand into Boston. Is that
yes.
right?
Yes. We are expanding it in, we will have 200 kids in Chelsea saving, and we're going to have 100 kids in three different spots in Boston saving. So some of these things should go nationwide. And one of the key things that should go nationwide is, let's stop scholarships being awards for seniors, and let's make them goals for freshmen.
That's Bob Hildreth. He's founder and director of Families United and also co-founder of La Vida Scholars. We also spoke today with Maylene Santamaria, who's going to go to Boston University this fall. Congratulations to you. And also, as well, we spoke with Maria Avalos. She's a mother of a La Vida Scholar. Thank you to you all. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. Tim Skog is our technical director. The senior producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. Iris Adler is our executive producer. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.